Wanna watch this episode?
What?
Check us out on YouTube.
Holy shit!
What's the best thing someone could hand you? Like right now.
Jesus, okay.
Like someone walks in and hands you blank. What would make you the most excited slash happy?
I mean, technically, it's like a lot of money.
How much, though?
I mean, I think 1,000, I would lose my mind over.
Like cash?
Yeah, like I've always wanted to hold one of those little bundles of cash.
With the rubber band?
Or no, like where it's got like the blue tape on it.
Oh, yes.
I mean, like, I guess I've probably handled them before, but like never, they were never mine.
Yeah.
I would love that. Like one of those $10,000 like things.
With the actual blue paper that says 10,000 mm-hmm. and someone just hands it to you. That'd be wild.
Flip through like a deck of cards. Same with like a briefcase of money.
A briefcase of money would be nuts. And it's all $1.
Yeah.
Still, that you'd feel like you're rich.
I know my dad, like they did like a bust, like a drug bust or whatever, like long time ago. And they found like a briefcase full of cash.
Oh my God.
And they're like, that's got to be like so much money. And most of them were ones. There was like a 20 and like two fives in it. The rest ones. So it was like 200, 300 bucks.
That's still badass though. That's
just,
still so.
But they were just so let down by it.
I mean, briefcase of money, that is the, that or a duffel bag full of money.
Duffel bag full
that's
of money.
That's a lot
cool.
of money.
God, why is it always so cool what like money is stored
because
in?
We've seen it done in movies and
yeah,
TV
it's
shows.
All that's of robberies and drug deals
yeah,
is all it is.
And we just, and we romanticize that idea of like being a criminal.
That's fair. Because also, yeah, like when they throw them in the duffel bag and they're kind of like they're not all lined up perfectly. Like it's like the jagged corners up. That is such a cool image
it's
every
so
time. I don't know why.
That's what you think of The Dark Knight.
Exactly. Yeah.
The opening bank scene.
For sure. Same with like the that one game where you just rob banks Payday or something like that.
Payday. Yeah. That game is so cool, but it drives me nuts that there's not local co-op.
Yep. It's so like close to being great.
Like, why didn't they add that? That was so frustrating.
But they've
money,
been
money
getting
would
rid
be,
of that all, for yeah, everybody.
Yeah, but this was back. Payday came out in like 360 era, mm-hmm. so it should have had it. Getting handed money, that's got to be one of the best because you can do anything you want with it.
Right, yeah. Because I worked my first bar back shift, so I got like tips from it.
Oh, yeah, I was curious about that. We can talk about that now if you want.
Sure. Not a fan of bar backing. I was there till like 3 a.m. Yeah. and it's just like, this sucks. Dude, it was pretty slow too, but I still made like a decent amount.
Isn't it wild that so they handed you cash at the end of the night?
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, wow, that's... Yeah. So I get why people like bartending and shit because you get cash every
but
night.
But bartenders make like twice as much as bar backs.
Yeah, because you're not doing anything.
No, I mean, I was like restocking. I changed one keg.
And then you just clean dishes.
Wash dishes the entire
time.
And
cut lemon and limes.
What?
Did you have to cut any lemons or limes?
No, I didn't. Someone had prepped that at least.
Oh, so yeah. You didn't do shit.
No, I just kind of hung out. But also, like, it was super slow, so the bartenders didn't do shit.
So what do you, as a bar back, what do, like, when you, like, the bar's full and there's no dishes, you just stand there?
Yeah, I mean, the same thing bartenders do.
That's true.
Yeah, they've got nothing else to do.
You worked on a Saturday night, though, when it was still slow?
Yeah, it was pretty slow.
It was after Thanksgiving, yeah.
Which I thought would be busier, because, like, feel like people are back in town and like that's a good place to
Wednesday,
hang out with
friends. I worked Wednesday night before Thanksgiving and that was a little
because that's like the ultimate drinking holiday.
Yeah, it's a blackout. Blackout Wednesday is what they call it.
And then Black Friday.
Yeah, it was a little chaotic. Luckily there were two of us in the kitchen.
Yeah, but because we work at a barcade and I usually fix the games right across from the counter, Dr. Mario was out and I knew exactly how to fix it and I was just pissed
and you
off.
Just couldn't do it.
Yeah, at close I snuck in and fixed like 3 things. Because for that, it was all like squiggly diagonally.
And you should have twisted.
There's one knob on the board and that's it. But also I would not be able to describe to someone else how to do that.
I know what you're talking about because I've seen you do it many times.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because that's what was wrong with Donkey Kong so much.
Yeah. I don't know because there's multiple little twisty things. So I don't
there's
know which
only
ones.
One on this part of the board. And that's what makes it so like why I knew exactly
what
was wrong.
Oh,
with
I
it.
Can find it real quick and just tweak it. And
all I
ready
needed was
to
pull it out and get to the back of it.
Going back to if someone could hand you anything right now, what would make you the most happy, excited? I mean, cash, I think, is one of the best answers.
But, like,
but
warm puppy. Dude, like...
Yeah, but then the responsibility of a puppy.
I'm not saying they're walking away, but if I could just hold one and let it wriggle a little bit in my hand, that'd be great.
I mean, I'd rather do like a kitten.
Kitten's dangerous, though.
I like kittens more than puppies, if we're being honest.
If I have a ground to play with them on, but if I'm holding something, I'd rather it be a dog.
Oh.
And like I'm picturing like a small
dog. See,
like,
I just don't have
dog.
Any dog experience.
Sure. I'm like what I'm picturing right now is a baby pug and like something I can contain and it just wiggles.
And you go, all right, you can have it back now. Take it away.
I would keep it. I want a pug so
but
bad.
But then the responsibility of having a dog.
Yeah.
Like you have 4 cats, which is a responsibility.
Well,
but also you don't have to do shit really.
That's why, because Christmas is coming up, I asked Izzy, what would you do if I got you a dog? And she'd be so excited, but so stressed immediately.
Yeah, because
we don't need another animal.
You gotta go on walks with it every day.
Which I think is why dogs are so good for people. Because it forces you to
get you out of the
stuff.
House. Maybe that would be good for you.
Maybe.
And then it just hates all the cats.
Yeah, that's the big issue.
That's the issue.
You could get a dog.
No, I need a cat.
Yeah. Something that keeps you in the house.
Yeah, something that keeps me in the house, away from people. The first thing that comes to my mind for if someone could hand me anything would be like a really nice Apple computer.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Like not a laptop, because I have like a MacBook.
Oh, you want them just to hand you a full computer?
So I want like a desktop. It'd be sick to have an actual desktop at my apartment.
People don't hand those though.
But this is if someone could hand you anything.
Sure.
People don't hand you briefcases of money. Have you ever got a briefcase of money?
No, but that is a handable thing.
So is a monitor.
Do you need the whole thing though?
I think Macs are all built in.
That is true. Yeah,
the towers are all.
Those are fucking weird.
Yeah, and all you just need is a little wireless keyboard and wireless mouse.
Okay.
And then because I have a MacBook, I'd be able to sync it so that I could like it'd be sick, dude.
Sure.
And there's Macs are so awesome with editing, like they're like the hardware is like designed to edit smoothly and shit. I don't know. But I think that'd be sick. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Besides money.
What's more handable though? Give me something you can really handle.
A handshake?
That's a good thing to hand out.
Get a handshake from someone that like you respect.
Like who?
From Jacob's dad.
You've gotten one of those.
I know.
They're nice, aren't they?
But it feels good.
They're weird. Imagine a hug.
Oh. No, I think a handshake's more powerful than a hug.
That's fair from him.
Yeah, from him. I can't think of anything else. It goes, I'm literally thinking it goes like Apple computer, and then the next thing in my brain is burrito.
A warm burrito with a paper, or
the tinfoil?
Yeah, the tinfoil wrapping. That's nice.
Yeah, that's a hand.
Well, you can feel it has a little bit of give, but it still stands up straight.
Yeah, and it's like fresh. They just made it, and someone just goes years ago, and you go, oh, wow. And it's like a big burrito, so it's like that's at least over $10.
Yeah, that's better than cash.
It's better than a briefcase full of cash,
dude. Briefcase full of burrito, that wouldn't work.
You just open it up and it's 8 tinfoil rolls.
All right, that could be kind of
sick. Pretty sick. Yeah. And there's like a heat lamp in there.
Yeah, but the issue is like that wouldn't last long.
And you're not going to eat 8 burritos.
No, not quickly.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But this is the Moist Monday podcast.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Let us know in the comments or send us an email, moistmondaypodcast@gmail.com, with something that you would wish someone would hand you.
If you couldn't tell, we didn't know how to start this episode.
Let's get into it. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Trying a beer. Pretty good.
Yeah, I don't remember how it used to taste, so I'm not really good at
this. So, for people listening at home, we just cracked open a Blonde Fatale, which is a staple in the Des Moines area from a brewery called Peace Tree. And sadly, though, Peace Tree closed.
But also, Peace Tree is where this podcast started.
Yes. So, Jacob and I used to rock climb a ton, and there was a Peace Tree right next to the gym, so we would get a beer afterwards. Mm-hmm. You get a discount.
Yep.
And we would just, like, literally, we would do the podcast, but it would just be us talking.
Yeah. And it was on Monday, so we always called it Moist Mondays.
Yeah, and that's where Moist Monday started. And then...
And where the Facebook post, or where the Snapchat post started, too, with the photos.
Because I would go Moist Monday with Daddy. Yeah. That's what I post on my Snapchat.
Every week.
Every week. And
people
hated
kept
it.
Deleting
people,
you every
people
week.
People go, that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Don't call it Moist Monday. Now it's a show and now it's a podcast.
For years.
But Peace Tree went under and Blonde Fatale was their flagship beer. It's a Belgian style, a blonde ale that comes in at 8.4%. So it is a dinger.
Didn't realize that.
But another local brewery, which is really cool, Backpocket from Iowa City, bought the recipe of Blonde Fatale. So then they re-released it and this is that version of that beer. Did that make sense to the people listening at home? I don't know. But
it's pretty good.
I'm glad that Blonde Fatale is back because it's like it was a staple in the craft beer scene. At least in Iowa.
Yeah, it's like an Easy Eddie kind of level.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have Blonde Fatale over Easy Eddie.
I would say so.
I like Belgian style beers.
Because I put Ruthie under both of those now.
Yeah, Ruthie's kind of gone downhill.
It's just not as good as it used to be. Because also, like, I think they kept getting sued for using her likeness.
Yeah.
Ruthie is a beer made by Exile where it... Apparently, like, Ruth used to be a bartender in Des Moines who was famous for being able to have beers on her boobs. Like,
and pour them. Yeah. And that was the logo of their beer.
And they did not get...
The rights to
use her likeness, so the family was pissed.
And then
it's still there.
They're still doing it.
I mean, granted, they also have Jesus on a forklift, and you don't hear the Pope complaining.
Yeah, but that's because one of their guys looked like Jesus. That's why they called him.
Sure.
That's why they
Oh, is that actually
yeah,
why?
That's the backstory.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jesus on a forklift, yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
The forklift driver. It's like if you had real hair.
Yeah.
When you were a forklift driver.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Just floating in the wind.
God, being
it's
kind of
like Nathan Arch.
Yeah. He's a forklift driver right now. Let me tell you, forklift driver was one of my least favorite jobs I ever had.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because it's when I was a welder for a company, and I was given the option to get forklift certified. And I thought that'd be nice so I could go get my own stuff instead of relying on
and
a forklift
also,
driver.
And also, it's just nice to be like, oh, I can do another thing in the job.
Yeah, don't fire me. Give me a raise.
Yeah.
They didn't.
I'm worth more.
Yeah. But right after I got my forklift certification, they opened up a new plant, and they made me the forklift driver for the plant. And so it was a whole new area of people. I was surrounded by new people I didn't know, and they all fucking hated me because I was a horrible forklift driver.
And you're like, I went to school for welding.
Yeah, no, they would tell me, like, stop doing this job. I'm like, I would love to. Like,
they put me here.
I fucked it up so bad.
I mean, dude, it's kind of similar. I got, like, my trajectory in carpentry mm-hmm. is like, I did carpentry, and then they asked me to become, like, an architect. Right. Or an engineer. And so like I went in and worked in the office and did all that shit, like drawing and stuff. And then I was like, I hate this.
I'm not.
And then I wasn't good at it. Yeah, so then people were like, can you do better? It's like, I don't want to do this. I thought it'd be promotion. Yeah. It wasn't.
That's so funny.
I work with my hand. Don't put me on a computer.
This, yeah. That's
what I did
so
for
funny.
2 years.
That's wild.
And
you
were a forklift for a while, six months at least.
Yeah, I think like 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Because they put me between jobs because my job had like seasons.
And then they pulled you back to weld?
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. But the time of recording this, we just finished up Thanksgiving.
Yes.
By the time you hear this, it's a little bit dated. It's almost Christmas, but we're going to talk about the holidays.
Wild.
How was your Thanksgiving? I haven't seen you since before Thanksgiving week.
Right, which is wild. It was fine.
Yeah, because you did two Thanksgivings, right?
Yeah, and like Thanksgiving is just, to me, a very nothing holiday. Because one, the food's not even good.
Yeah.
That's like my big thing. Yeah. So on Thanksgiving, we drove up to Cedar Rapids for Izzy's family. Yep. And that was fine. Like, got to hang with the niece, which was fun. But most of it was just adults watching a football game that I don't care about and not
Football's
talking.
Football's always on.
Yeah.
Was it nice to see like her brothers?
It was fine.
Oh, are you like close to them at all?
I enjoy them, but like. None of them are talkers.
Oh, so they just do their own thing and they're quiet.
Yeah, they like one literally just hangs out behind everybody the entire time.
Just like on his phone?
Yeah. No, and that's just kind of what we did all day.
Yeah, and you just went in for the day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we got pressured to spend the night and we just did.
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah. And you're just like, no.
I want to be home.
I hate when I have to go to my dad's side Christmas in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I bet they're going to be like, hey, you want to spend the night? I'm going to be like,
No, I really don't. That sounds horrible.
I mean, it would be nice to hang out and play video games, maybe, but then I'm like, no.
Yeah. Well, like my thing is like, we never do anything in the morning either. So then we just leave at like 10.
I know. And it's just like, and it kind of just ruins your next day as well. And you're just like, I wish I was home.
Yeah. There goes just a chunk of time for nothing and a bed that isn't mine.
It's not comfortable.
Yeah. And then a few days later, I did Thanksgiving with my part of the family. And that's fun because they just ordered KFC.
Whoa, that was that's fucking badass.
It's just fried chicken.
You got like a big box or whatever, the bucket?
Like, yeah, the buckets. It was just like fried chicken, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, coleslaw. Like it was just the
fucking incredible.
Like everything else besides
KFC's
like,
so good.
Yeah, because turkey sucks. So just like fried chicken is better.
Yeah, turkey is mediocre.
The worst meat. Yeah.
I mean, I like turkey. I put turkey on a deli sandwich and stuff.
Yeah, but like it's not the best. It just it feels like a better, like a healthier option.
It feels
almost.
Healthier.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know.
It's healthier. Yeah.
Damn, that sounds really awesome.
Yeah, no, like that was great.
Get to see your sisters.
Mm-hmm. And then you always hung out for a little bit. I just played with the niece and nephews.
And then went home.
Yeah.
So you just did 2 days.
Yes. And like, yeah, we worked after. I did my bar back shift after.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So
you had Thanksgiving and then had to go to work.
Yeah.
That sucks.
We got a nap in, which was. Like,
much needed.
Yeah, because then we were up till 3.
Yeah, that's rough, dude.
Yeah, but you had like a week long.
My Thanksgiving was a week long.
Yeah.
All in one house. So every other year, my family does a family reunion Thanksgiving. And on the off years, we'll do a family reunion over the 4th of July.
Okay.
So like next summer, we'll do a family reunion. So it's we see our family once a year, basically, mm-hmm. which is nice because we have family all over and we have a giant family. So my sisters came in town. They live in Montana. They used to live in Iowa City.
Yeah, they've been in Montana for like a couple months, right? A
couple months. And they're loving it. They're thriving.
I bet.
Yeah, they're having a great time making friends. My sister works at a coffee shop. Like, that's, like, that makes that's sense, cool yeah. as hell.
It's also, I just picture them as old lady lesbians already. Because they basically are. They're literally just on the front porch knitting.
They knitted everywhere they yeah. went. Because it's like, what do I do with my hands? Knit. And they're just both knitting and just talking.
They both are. Yeah,
they both knit and they just like, they'll knit and just gab. You know what I mean?
That's kind of
like,
awesome.
There was a few times I walked into one of the rooms at my parents'
just
house.
Just talking shit.
And they're just sitting by each other knitting. And there's a TV in the room. The TV was off. It's like dead silent and they're just talking.
God damn.
Just knitting. And like, that's kind of awesome.
That's probably the best way to live.
I mean, they're probably both really stoned.
Yeah, that sounds great too.
They just both focus on their crafts going,
I did promise I would try to get into knitting. I haven't yet.
Oh, no. I think once you, because my sister made two hats while she was home.
Jesus.
Yeah, two beanies.
That's so much.
And I'm just like, how the fuck yeah. did you do that?
Huh.
Yeah, but so I basically stayed at my parents for a week because my sisters came to town. My brother came to town because he lives in Nashville. And then we had so much family come to town. The day of Thanksgiving, we had 41 people.
The fuck?
Yeah, 41 family members in my parents' house.
Do you even know all of them?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
There was a few people that are... So it's my family lineage is kind of weird. Family reunion started with my great-grandpa.
Okay.
And I grew up... It used to be at his house, great-grandpa and great-grandparents. Mm-hmm. But they both died,
yeah.
Because we visited a gravesite. They died 12 years ago. That's wild.
Okay.
I didn't realize it was that long, but I was in high school. But like, so sometimes at family reunions, my great grandpa's brother will yeah. come.
Okay.
And then some of his kids. So I don't really know that side of the family.
Sure.
But that's so wild because in my family lineage, I think of my great grandpa's the top.
Right, yeah.
And then there's just the top brother, of another. Yeah. yeah
it's like, no, that is weird.
It's so yeah. weird. And he's still like healthy and walking and driving.
Shit.
And it's like,
all right.
So I think he was like maybe 10 or 12 years younger than him.
Hmm, okay.
So I'm like, damn. So yeah, he was there. It was really fun. We played a lot of games. My siblings and my cousins and like that age group, I'm the oldest.
Okay.
The next oldest is 24.
Okay, so I'm kind a decent of, gap, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm kind of the oldest.
Oh, right, because you were from a previous marriage, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the oldest, because my mom is also the oldest grandchild.
Gotcha.
And then I'm the oldest grandchild as well. Mm-hmm. So like, so then I was, yeah. So I'm hanging out with that group, and they are a bunch of stoners, which is nice. I like smoking, but
yeah.
they just don't Non-stop. Give a fuck.
Okay.
And I was like, man, I don't know if I can be around 41 family members.
Really high.
Really high.
God,
they were just like, I don't give a fuck.
That's like so many people asking you about like your life.
I know.
And that's horrible.
People just go, oh, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
When'd you cut your hair? Yeah. And they always go, I remember when you were yeah. this tall. And I'm just fine. Like, I'm high.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Can
so
you see that?
There was, yeah. Most of the time I would just hit a little or just like opt out.
Sure.
I was day drinking.
Okay.
But I can handle alcohol.
Yeah.
But I was like, Dan, how are you guys doing this? And my cousin, he has perma stoner eyes.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So like, even when he showed up.
Is this your nerdy one?
No, this is on my okay. this is on my mom's side.
Oh, and I don't know them well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so this is my cousin from Michigan.
Okay.
That he came down. We had an eye surgery weekend
so
a few months ago.
Ride a horse?
Yeah. No, okay. That's my other cousin.
Okay.
I have a lot of cousins.
I see.
I have
that.
A giant family. No, this guy also got a tattoo. He got like the wave on his thigh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But he has perma stone eyes, so even when he got high, he just had red eyes
just
and just like
in.
And just he's always like halfway squinting.
Sure,
and it's just like Jesus, dude.
I noticed edibles give me the worst stoner eyes.
He was getting ripped. Oh, edibles do.
I feel like that's when I really noticed it. Maybe because they just like come out of nowhere.
Yeah, edibles will knock you on your ass.
Yeah,
I like smoking because it's like you can eat your way into it.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah,
but we started off like when he showed up. We like went on a cousin walk. That's what we kept calling it, and
which
like,
is a thing among families.
Yeah, cousin walk. But because I'm trying to get in the habit of walking a lot. So yeah. I was like, well, I want to go on a walk anyway. And then he just pulls out like a 1.5 gram joint that like has a resin in it.
Jesus.
And I was just like, oh, fuck.
And you're just walking like around the
we
block?
Just walked through the park.
Yeah. Oh,
just
I would
smoking
be
a joint.
I hate that
yeah.
so much.
It was terrifying.
Even like
the few times we smoked a pipe in the park.
Jesus. Like I cannot be in public smoking.
Yeah,
ever.
But then we started switching over to pens.
Sure.
So we just go down to the basement.
That makes sense.
But then
to me,
when
yeah.
you go down there, you go, oh, I know what this smells like.
Yeah.
Because like pens have a certain scent.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell like weed, but it's like it smells like something.
You know it. Yeah.
So we kept doing that. But yeah, they were smoking all the time, and I was like, ah, damn, guys. You guys are wild. But it was really fun to see my family. see all that stuff. We played a ton of games.
Okay.
We played Scattergories, which is so fun. We played Scattergories with like 14 people.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's so fun. We started Monopoly, didn't finish it.
Yeah.
But
it's never as fun as you think it'd be.
Well, it's a tradition in our family to play it. So we always at least start it.
Sure.
But then we were all playing it, and it was all the cousins and my siblings and stuff. And then all the adults went to bed, and then we all were like, cousin walk?
Yeah.
So then we quit playing and got high and watched I Think You Should Leave.
Okay.
And it was incredible.
And they did not like it, right?
They kept going, what the hell? No,
we always highly recommend the Netflix TV show, I Think You Should Leave. It's probably our favorite TV show.
So
combined.
My cousin, we watched first and second season, so we got it made a decent dent.
It's a weird sketch comedy show.
It's very
You've
weird.
Heard of it.
I was laughing through all the sketches.
But and the first time you watch it, it's not that funny.
I know, and they're like, what? But I'm also like, oh, this is the sketch that I got this from. Because I'd like to say stinky.
Yep.
I say, and it's like...
Stinky
and
tables.
Yeah, but like... That sneaky sketch is not that funny.
No, it's not good at all. It's like,
so I'm like, oh, this is the sketch where I get it from. And then he says it and they're like,
okay,
why are you quoting that? Like, because it's funny. It's a cult.
Yeah, I say stinky. I say tables. And I go, I'll eat the whole thing. And give me that.
Give me that. I go, what the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell is great. But one of my favorite games that we played, it was Thanksgiving night. We played Heads Up.
Like Heads Up 7?
No. So Heads Up is like this mobile app game.
Oh, yeah. I've played that
before.
You
put it like on your forehead and it's like kind of like charades. Mm-hmm. So we did it like, it was kind of boys versus girls. It was me and my brother and my cousin versus my sister, my mom, my grandma, and my other girl cousin.
Okay.
So they had four and we had three.
Your grandma was playing.
Yeah, my grandma was playing, which is wild because she's in a back brace right now. Yeah, so...
That's a game where you have to tilt forward, too. Or I guess you can just tilt your wrist, but so I picture her just trying
But
to.
Also, like, it was funny seeing her fucking do charades just sitting.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we kept going, no, you gotta tilt it down. But God, what's so wild is...
I'm terrified to be an old person.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, I'm not old, but...
No, you're a year older than me.
But just seeing my grandparents...
Not understand.
Get like, older.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh.
But we played Heads Up, and my brother, I, and my cousin are like, we all have the same brain, basically.
Sure.
We're all dumb and idiots, and I was a little drunk, and we were all a little high. And so, literally, we would be playing it, and one action, we were just getting it. We were getting it. Like, quicksand, I just wiggled my body, my brother goes, quicksand.
That's so funny.
And the other team is like, what the fuck? And like, we weren't cheating at all. Like, sure. It was like, everything, and it was like, some of them were like, wild, but
that's really funny. So do you think you and I would be really good at that together?
I don't know.
Or
because my brother kept going, we just have the same brain.
I think I could guess yours, but I think I would get really mad at you for not guessing mine.
But we went to 100, which is what we played it for a while. We got 100 points and the other team got 50.
Dude,
there were multiple times we got, so I think it's like maybe a minute or 2 minutes you have to guess.
Okay.
And like there'd be multiple times we get 10 to 12 per. And the other team gets 2.
Yeah, so you're just burning through.
And we're just like, oh, quicksand.
That's so funny.
I was like, let's go, dude. We're kicking ass.
They're all dumb in the same way.
But then we played Codenames. Have you ever played Codenames?
No.
Codenames is just really fun. I don't know quite exactly how to describe it. It kind of reminds me of Connections.
Oh, okay.
So you have a 5x5 grid of words.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, it's divided into teams. And the Codemaster has a little map. And you have to like... It's kind of hard to describe.
Yeah.
But you have a little map and you have to be able to have your team guess all of your words.
Sure.
So there's like 7 or 8 of them on the board. And the goal is to be like, okay, what are the words that I have to get them to say? Let's try and link them together, but you can only say one word to your team.
Okay.
So like one thing that I had and I was really proud of is the word on the table was pan, hook, movie. And I think there was maybe another one.
Mm-hmm.
But so I said 4, Neverland.
Okay.
And then they got all 4 of them. And I was like, yes.
Neverland's a good word to use for that.
I was
like,
it was perfect. And they got it. But it's a fun, like, you really have to think and be like, but also you got to, like, avoid saying the other team's words. And
sure.
And there's, like, a death card that you have to avoid.
Yeah.
Codenames is really fun.
What do you think is the best game to be way too stoned playing?
Way too stoned.
I think Werewolf could be a lot of fun.
If you get into it.
That's what you have to give in.
But the problem is like some of those games, because I'm playing it with...
You need rules.
When I'm playing it with older people or like adults, so then if I am stoned, I get nervous that they know I'm high.
And then they're mad.
Yeah. Even though my cousins kept saying, we're adults.
Yeah.
And I was like, Oh, yeah, we are.
And you're the most adult.
I know, but I'm 30, but I'm still afraid that I'm going to get in trouble.
For people you don't live with.
Yeah, that's what's insane. It's like, oh, you're going to get in trouble?
I'll go home then.
Even though alcohol is allowed? I still feel like when I'm at home that I'm a kid.
Yeah.
Like I feel weird cussing still at home.
Yeah, I definitely hold back.
Yeah.
Izzy doesn't cuss at all around her family. It's so funny.
Yeah, dude, it's a weird thing. It's like, because you're still a child to parents.
Well, and like I know like her dad hates it when the kids cuss in front of him.
Yeah, that's
and
weird.
That's so interesting. Because like more so I don't cuss as much around my family because there's kids there now.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because
they say it.
And they go, you keep it.
Well, I'm going to say fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to say fuck. But what's really fun is, so we did all the Thanksgiving stuff, peeled potatoes, helped cook and all this stuff. But Friday, my cousin from Michigan, he came in freaking hot on Wednesday and he goes, I want to rock climb.
Oh, okay.
So we went rock climbing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I took him to Climb Iowa, the Grimes location.
Okay.
So Climb Iowa was a gym we used to rock climb at. That's where the podcast almost started.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went rock climbing on Friday.
Hell yeah.
My body still hurts.
Sure. Like, so you did like the tall walls or did you do the bouldering there mostly?
I did bouldering. I did top rope.
Mm-hmm.
But damn.
How'd you do?
Frustrating.
Yeah.
I got a good workout in.
Sure.
Like my whole body hurt. Like, dude. So we used to do bouldering a ton.
Yeah, and we got up to level 5.
There was a I think I did a 3.
Okay.
That I was pretty proud of. And like that bouldering wall is weird.
Yes.
Because it's like
you can go under.
The under is fun.
Yeah.
But what really drained me and what really like got me tired is the top rope.
Sure. It's long.
Because it's long. And also I'm afraid of heights.
That's fair. So you're just out of breath because you're hyperventilating too.
Exactly. So I was doing a route.
That's so funny.
And we were doing auto belay, like you know, so it's like the automatic thing, which is so scary because I got to the top of the wall and you have to let go, but there's a little bit of gap before it catches you. Yeah. And I couldn't let go. Like I did the route and I was
right because you liked climbing down.
Yes.
When we climbed together, I always let go and you always climb down.
Yeah, because I'm afraid of heights and bouldering is not that bad because it's not.
You're like 20 feet
but
up.
This
maybe.
Is like. 50 feet.
Yeah.
Like this is like maybe higher. Like, but so I got to the top. I was out of breath. I was hyperventilating because I was like scared of heights and I climbed it the entire way down.
Which you're not supposed to
and
do.
And then I did another wall and I did climb to the top. It was a smaller wall and I let go and it was still so scary. Like, dude, it's terrifying to just let go of something.
Sure.
And then you do fall. And the system works, but I don't get it
because
I can be on the wall and then a little kid can get on the wall and it will still catch them. I don't get how it does that.
And still like lower them.
Yeah.
So it does just acclimate to your weight,
like,
I guess.
He said it's like magnets. And I'm like, what?
I don't understand.
I don't trust magnets.
I don't know.
I mean, magnets are strong, but I don't get it. Like,
I bet magnets are somehow running the world.
He said it's just like a seatbelt. Where you have a little bit of play and then when there's like when there's a tug, it adds pressure. Mm. But I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know. I've never used a seatbelt 50 feet in the air.
That's kind of
fair. But like, rock climbing was fun though. But my hands were all bruised up.
Nice.
It makes, I want to get back into it.
I
dude.
Do too.
Because, I kept going, man, I feel great. It's a great workout. Yeah,
we need to get the punch card first.
And it was only, since I have shoes and chalk, it was only $20.
Sure, for a day.
So like that wasn't, and we were there for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's also, the nice thing is when you have
time
or like if you are signed up for or if you're a member you can go for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you can go
and not feel bad about
it. But like it was fun because I think 9 of us went. So like my sisters went, my brother went, my brother's girlfriend went, and then my second cousin came and I haven't seen him for like 10 years.
Okay.
And what's wild is I last time I saw him, you know, he got married in 2015, went to his wedding and all stuff. Mm-hmm. But then he shows up to this Thanksgiving with 2 kids that I've never met. And it was like, damn, he's a 2 and 4 year old.
Part of the family.
And I'm just like, what the hell?
Shit changes, yeah.
Yeah, it's wild because he's like, I grew up with him, but he's 39. So like, he's way older than me, but not that much.
Sure, yeah. Same like level in life, kind of.
So
it should be.
But he is half Samoan.
Cool.
So he can do he rock climbs like real mountains.
Sure.
He lives in Colorado.
And he's just big.
And he's actually kind of tiny.
Oh, really?
But he's just like super muscular and super like in fit. But like he went and he brought his daughter and his daughter is quarter Samoan and just like flying
still
up the wall. And I'm
shit.
Just like, God damn. You
know, being an active person, such a game.
I know. And I'm just on the wall going,
I did this for 4 years. You know? I used to be great.
I used to be really, I kept going, what's wrong with me today? I like, I'll say. Nobody knew what that was from, but it was fun. And then
what is that from?
The Office, when he's playing basketball.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Which is so funny. But we did that on Friday, and then Saturday we had a celebration of life, a funeral for my great uncle that died like about a month ago, and that was pretty good, even though it was like 3 hours away.
Oh, Jesus. Were you high?
No, but my cousin, he was like, can you bring your Benjamin? And I was like, I guess so. I'm not going to hit it at all.
Be a little respectful.
Yeah, like we're going to our family member's funeral.
Funeral, yeah.
But like, it's like, it was like 3 hours away because that's where my grandparents are buried.
Sure.
So like, I guess he wanted to be buried there as well. But it's like super small, like sure. Super small town.
Yeah, and no one's going to visit.
I know, like it, and it's just weird. So, I mean, it was just ashes, you know?
Yeah.
We put the ashes in, we did the service and... But it, so that's why Thanksgiving was also so big.
Sure. Because so everyone could do that.
So everyone could be there for that. But so that was it. But it was exhausting and so like, it feels so good to be back in the regular schedule. Sure, now.
Get back in a routine.
Cause I was sleeping on the couch for a week.
Yeah. That and now sucks.
I worked last night, so I didn't get home till 3 a.m. But that was my first time going to bed and I slept most of the day today.
Sure.
Because I was just like, oh,
finally
feels so good. And then also like a lot of people in my family were getting sick.
Sure.
And so I like started to feel a little sick. And now that I'm away from it, it's like, I'm better.
Okay.
You know,
we'll see if it kicks in again and then hits me.
I hope not. But I definitely like everyone was like losing their voice and coughing a ton.
Sure.
And I could like feel like my nose starting to dribble. But then as soon as I like left the house, it like went away. So I was like,
all right, maybe dodged it.
Yeah, maybe dodged it. Cause I was sick right before.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
For a
yeah.
long time. So hopefully my immune system is.
Yeah, I guess I'm finally not sick too.
Yeah, you're finally fine.
Yeah.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
We're going to get the death virus.
The new
soon.
COVID or whatever the fuck.
But Thanksgiving was fun. Yeah. It's always fun to see my family. What's really nice is, so I have a cousin that's in jail.
Yes.
And so I've been emailing him and messaging him since he's been in jail. But I can only like, it's like a month between.
That's wild.
Because it has to be approved and read. And then also by the time you respond. Mm-hmm. And he can only be on the computer for so long. And I'm also bad at responding to. Sure. Yeah, it's just, it sucks. But he's able to make phone calls.
Oh, okay.
But they're only 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But he called many times on Thanksgiving and the day after. That's and nice. He was able to talk to everybody. Like, he would just pass the phone.
That's fine.
And it's like, dude, I haven't heard his voice since he got locked
sure.
up, you know? Or
that's
even
wild.
Since, because I didn't see him, you mm-hmm. know? So maybe it's probably been like, I think it was 2 years. I haven't seen him in 2 years.
God,
now.
That's wild.
And he's got a year and a half left. Yeah.
And then just. Back to life.
And then back to society.
Yep.
Back, yeah.
Fucking figure it out.
Yeah, I was talking to him about like if he had like a bucket list of things he wanted to do when he gets
sure.
out.
Sure.
You know, and
just see Wicked.
Yeah. His first thing was like, I want my grandma to grill for me.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
And he's like, because I just want like a home cooked meal.
Yeah, I bet. God.
Like,
that
you,
is.
Like, because I was like, you probably miss little
yeah,
things.
Yeah, you can't make food.
No, yeah. I mean, I think you can make snacks like ramen and shit.
Kinda, you can. I do love that prison talk. Like prison TikTok where like they show like how they like they'll pull apart like wiring to cook, to boil water and
oh
stuff
my
like
God.
That. Yeah. No, they
See,
get
I don't
so creative.
I do know that my college roommate went to jail for a week.
Yeah.
And he did bring some recipes to college.
How did he possibly figure that much out in a week?
It was very basic recipes. Like we made ramen and then we'd break like Takis, those little spicy chips into it. So it was like red ramen. So it was spicy ramen.
Sure.
And I was like, that's pretty good. And it's very simple.
Yeah.
It's just two ingredients.
No, they get wild.
But it was super nice to hear his voice and talk to him. I talked to him many times, you know, because he kept calling.
Sure.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
But it sucks because like, I'm sure.
Pick up too.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that so many people were trying to call because it was Thanksgiving. Because uh-huh. then you have to wait in line. And you only get 15 minutes. So like, there was a few times I'd be talking and then just disconnect.
Jesus.
Yeah. It does say like you have 1 minute remaining.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden just mid sentence cut.
Wild.
And it's just, yeah, it sucks. And then he calls back maybe like a few hours later.
If you, how long would you want to like go somewhere? Cause like the idea of like prison, like there's parts of it that do sound nice. Of just like, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Where like you can read, you can work out.
Yeah, he's been reading and working out and like watching sports. And
how long would you like sign up to do that though?
To go to prison?
But like, honestly, like 2 days of it sounds kind of nice. It's no, gotta like this.
I think you gotta be longer than that to get into the rhythm of it.
That's fair. Right. Yeah. Cause at that point you're just sleeping.
Yeah. 2 days. Cause I was in jail for a night.
Right. Yeah. And you didn't work out.
I did. Well, yeah. Cause you're just trying to wait for the time.
Yeah.
If you're in for a long period of time, then like a week or two in, you're like finally in a rhythm.
Sure.
And you're like, okay, I get how.
So probably.
And then you also make friends.
Probably like a month for that to hit. But I don't want to go to prison for a month.
I know. Yeah. Imagine prison for 3 years.
I can't.
Or imagine prison for life. That's wild.
Because that's just, you got to be like, all right, this is it. It's just a different experience.
Yeah. I don't. And then at a certain point, people probably quit visiting and people probably quit calling.
Because you're never getting out.
You're never getting out. So you're just doing your own thing. But then also, like,
so
do you
weird.
Have motivation to get jacked?
Because
I
like,
would have motivation if I had like a 3-year sentence, because I'd be like, okay, I'm going to use this time to get better.
Same with like when they go back to college and shit like that. Like that'd be nice.
My cousin's taking classes. Yeah. He's working out.
I mean, you got to just fill your day.
He's playing sports. Yeah. He's like, instead of just sitting around it, you got to do things.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise you'll go crazy.
Yeah. So it was nice to talk to him. It was nice to see family. It was nice to see my sisters. Nice to see my brother. It was a fun but exhausting day or week, because I would just like stay up late, wake up early,
sure,
sleep on the couch and not sleeping
drink,
well,
drinking and smoking
all day, basically just having fun. But Thanksgiving was fun. Hopefully you guys all had a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But now for something new and fun, we have a new elimination chamber.
Oh shit, Jacob's hosting this time. I'm excited for this.
All right, this is Elimination Chamber, starring Robert's favorite things.
Oh, shit. That's tough, because I don't even know what my favorite things are.
All right, so the rules of this are I'm going to give him two things,
so,
and he has to
that.
Choose between them. And at the end, we run it back through all the winners to see what the ultimate winner is.
What the ultimate winner is of my favorite things, which is so tough, because some things are so broad, and some things are so specific.
Yep.
I'm nervous. I've been hosting this for so long.
All right, the first thing is... vinyl collection?
Oh, shit.
Or DVD collection?
You motherfucker.
I literally don't know.
I don't know either. So I'm a big physical media fan.
I'm way more proud of my vinyl collection, but like DVDs are so much more practical.
I'm starting to get proud of my DVD collection.
Sure, you have a very big one.
I have, and like my shelf's almost full, and like I want more.
Yeah.
And like, man, I probably, to be honest, probably watch more movies.
Yeah, because you'll still have Spotify, which has all music.
Yes.
But like,
but then also we still probably have streaming.
But that's not all movies, guaranteed.
I know. That's the tough part. But also, some of the albums are not, some albums aren't on Spotify.
Sure.
And some like, albums are modified.
And like, you have rare albums, you don't have rare movies. Like,
exactly.
Rare DVDs
are
thing.
Like, I have like colored vinyl.
Yeah.
Like,
you have imports, you have so many things.
And,
you have locals.
And it's not like I collect steelbook DVDs. I collect just cheap DVDs just so they can be played.
That you pay for like literally 40 cents for some of them.
Yes. Because I like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I want it on disc. Man, I think my vinyl collection is probably worth more.
Sure.
Because I have
probably like 10,000 is your
200 vinyl or a little bit over. I don't know how many movies I have. Maybe 400.
Yeah. But
a lot of those are like, I couldn't even sell them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You would have to sell a bundle for $10.
God damn, vinyl or movie collection.
Because you've been working on your vinyl collection for longer.
Yes.
At least the actual collection.
And I love the physical act of putting on a record, but also the physical act of putting on a movie.
Sure.
Ah, man, this is so, like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, this one's
the
hardest.
This is what you started with?
Yeah, I know.
Does it get easier?
There's a couple easier ones, but there are hard ones.
Oh, my God. Okay, I just got to make a decision. I think, as of right now, I think I'll go vinyl.
Really? Okay.
I think I'll pick vinyl.
So you're choosing like kind of more pride over practicality.
Yes, even though I do watch movies more, I can still stream and access them. But putting on a vinyl, as of right now, that's so tough. You could ask me tomorrow and I'd probably pick DVDs.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Next one, Rugby Girls or Roller Derby Girls?
You motherfucker.
They're similar. But not quite.
Oh, man. Rugby Girls was my first crush.
Yeah. Because also the recent Ilana
Marr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
My God.
I was obsessed with her.
Yeah.
But now that I don't have social media, I don't see her as often.
Oh, you're missing out on so much.
I know she's so... I love her so much.
Yeah.
Beast, beauty, brains. I think that's what her catchphrase.
But also then there's Roller Derby Girls.
Roller Derby Girls, but...
I picture... that round helmet, curly hair underneath, probably a lesbian, but there's a chance.
Same with rugby players.
That's true.
I think, so roller derby girls was my first crush.
Yeah.
That was my first like, oh, I like powerful women.
Yeah.
But rugby girls, because of the Olympics, is now my new crush.
Okay.
So I'm going rugby girls.
Okay.
How do I meet a, well, I'm going to ask this for both of them. How do I meet a girl that does that?
Yeah, because you can't just show up.
I can't just go to a game.
You can't just be a fan.
That'd be weird as fuck. But also, is it? I don't know.
Like, they need fans.
They need
like,
fans, but they're... But I feel like you're my favorite.
And I feel like that's all the new fans they experience are just you.
Yeah,
just... Are guys exactly like you.
You're my favorite.
I like watching you
gay.
Run.
Just damn it.
One tackle her, I'll watch.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's rugby girls, probably.
Fuck, all these are so hard. All right.
This is tough.
Edgar Wright movies.
Oh, shit.
Or... Christopher Nolan movies.
Oh shit! I thought you were gonna go Tarantino.
Nope. I kind of used some of your ones
as inspiration. Yeah.
Yes. But
so Edgar Wright versus Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, because Edgar Wright, you got
Edgar Wright,
the Simon Pegg ones. You got Baby Driver.
Yeah, you got the Blood and Ice Cream trilogy.
Yeah.
Baby Driver.
It's another big one.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Yep. But then Nolan. You got The Dark Knight. You got the trilogy.
The Inception.
You got Inception.
Dunkirk.
Interstellar. Dunkirk.
Fuck, I forgot about Interstellar.
Oppenheimer.
Right.
Yes.
Shit.
You got Memento, which is his first film, which is fantastic. You need to see Memento. I think, to be honest, because he has more that I've seen. Ah, Edgar Wright, though, man, they both do a great job with their sound design.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Wright, like, films and adds things to music.
And when we literally write a movie, we use Edgar Wright's name
and
in the
Edgar,
description.
And Edgar Wright cuts. And yep. Edgar Wright, yeah. Yep. That's inspiring. But Nolan is...
One of the best.
He's one of the best. Like, I think it goes like... I think he's like this generation's like...
Spielberg.
Spielberg.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. Where it's like he's making classic movies.
Every time.
Every
too.
Time.
Just bangers.
And also the top of my stack for movies to watch is Tenet. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen that yet. I know it's weird and all this stuff, but he does a lot of stuff with time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of his movies, there's always a clock going tick, 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 tick. And it just adds so much, suspense.
But then Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright. I listen to the Baby Driver soundtrack daily. The Scott Pilgrim soundtrack I own on vinyl.
Yep. I own both on vinyl.
I do own the Dark Knight vinyl.
That's true. Yeah.
But I don't own it because it's Christopher Nolan, you know? I think, God, that's fucking tough. I think I'm going to go with Nolan.
Okay.
Just because of Oppenheimer,
sure,
being like his latest release. Like,
well, like you're
Wright,
such a Dark Knight weird
in
kid.
Dark Knight, I was an era of me. He, Interstellar, Inception, classics. Memento, highly recommend Memento. No one's seen Memento. That movie's so good. It's his first movie. It's so good.
All right,
I need to watch more Edgar Wright though, because I feel like he's done others.
Yeah,
I really want to watch the Scott Pilgrim animation.
It's very good.
Is it good? Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
Flannels or Converse?
Jeez, son of a
I know.
Bitch.
It took me so long to figure out what your favorite things were, but then once I locked in, I was like, oh, these are all impossible.
God damn. Those are both 90s fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear Converse every day. And I don't wear... I love the way I look in a flannel. Especially with a beanie. But I have noticed, now that I have a shaved head, when I wear a flannel, it doesn't have the same look.
Wear a beanie.
Yeah, but if I wear a beanie, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, with my bald head, it just looks... Because when I had, like, longer hair, it was like, oh, this fits.
Sure.
Yeah. But I do wear a beanie more often than not, especially when I'm wearing a flannel. But Converse are my daily drivers, baby.
And also, like, think about, like, your childhood is way more Converse-driven than flannel-driven.
100%.
Yeah.
I got to go Converse, baby. Right. Converse, I wear them... If you've watched the podcast on YouTube or on Spotify, because there is video, every episode I'm wearing them.
Probably. And I'm generally barefoot.
Most episodes, though, I am wearing a flannel, but not every.
That's true.
And for the last couple, I haven't been. Man, Converse are sick. And what's so wild is I'm only a fan of low tops. You got high tops. You got all the different colored ones. I love the black and white.
Because I wear high tops.
Yeah.
Used to wear high tops.
I had a pair.
Okay.
Because one of my exes got me a Joker themed high tops.
God.
They were sick as fuck.
Sure.
And then I didn't want to wear them for the longest time, and then I did wear them and they fell apart really fast.
Okay. Fair.
But the black and white ones, these ones are about to retire.
Yeah.
They're dying.
You do burn through them.
Yeah. But I've had these for 2 years maybe, so.
All right. Next up.
Converse, man.
Poor man Speedball or late night pen hits?
Oh, jeez. That's... That's a good question. Because I was doing a lot of poor man's speedball over Thanksgiving break.
Because like if I'm being, that's my choice. Poor man's speedball is one of my favorite.
So for people that don't know what that is, a poor man's speedball is getting high and then having coffee.
And like,
because you get that little, you're high, but you're caffeinated.
Yeah.
And it is the amazing.
Wave with a little push behind it.
But late night, pen hits.
Watch a movie. Yeah.
You're fucking laying on couch.
And then you don't get up for a while. And when you do, you're like, oh my goodness.
I think though, I'm going to go with a poor man's speedball. Yeah. That is, dude, if you can,
like that more than like alcohol too.
If you can get productive when you have a poor man's speedball.
So nice.
Like when you get locked
unstoppable.
In,
yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Puzzles or Legos?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of getting into Legos recently. Mm-hmm.
But also Legos, you have like the playing aspect.
Which I don't really do.
No, did you as a kid?
As a kid, absolutely. Yeah. And puzzles.
I don't expect you to be playing with Legos now.
I do. Yeah? I just built an NES set.
Well, yeah, but
I
guess you're not like...
I don't play with it yet. But Legos was a huge thing when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Puzzles was something I did a puzzle for Thanksgiving break.
There you go.
With my sister. Puzzles is something I didn't do till I was an adult, but I love it. I love zoning out. I love having a puzzle always going.
Both stress me out and hurt my back at this point.
I do like Legos because it's fun to build shit, but it holds your hand.
That's fair.
Because it's just like you're flipping through a book.
Do this.
And it's just literally do this, find this piece and do this. Puzzle, it's like
open.
Figure
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, you're in the middle of the ocean.
And you can solve, you can do it however you want.
That's
you can
true.
Work on the bear. You can work on the outside. You can work on the... The mid, you know what I mean?
You just kind of sold me on puzzles.
Yeah, I'm going puzzles, baby. Right. Legos are great, but they're also so expensive. You can go out and buy a $5 puzzle and it will last you 10 hours. Maybe
that's
not
fair.
That long, but like.
Yeah, maybe not $5.
But like you go out and buy a $100 set of Legos.
Yeah.
You get it done in 30 minutes.
100. That'll take you a while.
I don't know
how long that car took me.
I'm pretty fast at Legos.
That's true. That car kicked my ass, but also I was very high for that.
Yes, I'm pretty fast at Legos.
All
that
right.
NES set that I built,
yeah,
that was a big one. I think it took me an hour.
Oh, okay.
So,
but puzzles take a while, yeah.
Yeah, puzzles take me multiple days. This is going to be tough to climb. Mm-hmm. These are already tough to go against each other.
Midwest emo or grunge?
Oh, shit.
Yep.
God damn.
Yep.
Midwest emo was definitely a phase.
You still dip into it.
And I still dip into it.
But like when I hear Modern Baseball and I know every word, nothing hits like
and
that.
And like when Hell for a Day comes on.
Yeah.
Or King for a Day.
Well, that's not Midwest emo. That's just emo.
Yeah, but it's like kind of in there.
I'm talking like you're like movement, like math rock shit.
Tiny Moving Parts.
Front Bottoms. Yeah. Yeah.
That shit's Basement, so good.
All
it does
those.
Come in. And I listen to that stuff daily. God, but grunge.
Grunge really drove you.
I just finished the Kurt Cobain book.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been listening to a lot of Nirvana lately. And grunge is why I wear Converse and why mm-hmm. I wear flannels. And it is my style. It is who I am.
So you're going grunge?
Oh, man.
Midwest emo is so fucking good, though.
Midwest emo is so good, but I think I'm getting to, like, because I was way into it.
You kind of want to be over it, at least.
I still love it and enjoy it, but it does feel like a phase.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when I listen to it, I'm like, oh, man, am I just, like, being a sad boy right now?
Sure. You know what I've been reaching for, or, like, that's
kind
of hitting that way?
Like, when you get older, it's kind of embarrassing.
A
even
little
though
bit,
it's
yeah.
still good.
Like, it's so good. It's better than pop punk.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. What were you saying?
I was like, something that felt like a real phase, and like even when I listen to it, kind of reminds me of the old phase, is like old Childish Gambino.
Oh, okay.
Like because the internet and camp, it feels kind of like early college again.
Oh,
that's like
you
what
to
Midwest
it a ton?
Emo feels
okay.
like too.
See, I don't have like a era when I listen to that.
Sure.
So I still love it. And love
I still love it, but like yeah. it definitely like feels like a time.
It is wild because it's like you listen to it a ton. That's mm-hmm. why, because it takes
yeah.
you back to that.
It like influenced a chunk of life and then just
and then you just
kind of
quit listening to it or life changes. That's what's so weird about music is like you go through phases.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through a big, especially in high school, a big grunge phase.
Yeah.
That's where it influenced me. And then I got to go grunge.
All right.
I got to go grunge. That's who I am.
Because a lot of these I'm kind of like comparing different times of your life.
Yeah, that's what makes it so tough because they're both impactful.
Same with this one. Jaeger bombs?
Oh, shit.
Or Jameson shots?
Oh, shit.
So that's kind of old versus new.
Yeah. God damn.
For me, this is easy because I fucking hate Jaeger bombs.
Yeah, this is easy for a lot of people.
Yeah, because you ruin them from... I didn't like them to begin with.
And you know what?
Yeah, you going Jaeger
bombs? I'm going Jaeger
really?
Bombs,
you'd
baby.
Rather do that than
I would. I 100% would much rather do a Jaeger bomb than a Jameson shot.
Oof.
But I love Jameson.
Yeah.
And I don't really drink Jaeger anymore. I still drink a lot of Red Bull.
Sure.
But like every time I have Red Bull, it feels weird that there's not Jaeger in
it. Gross. It's the worst.
I love Jaeger bombs. I hate how disgusting they're
disgusting.
And also when you order them, you kind of feel like a douchey frat boy.
Yeah.
But growing up, and I don't know if I ever said this on the podcast, I would make a full glass of Jägerbombs.
And that's why I hate them, because I would drink that with you.
So I'd do 50-50 Jäger, 50-50 Red Bull in a pint glass.
And it didn't taste
And
good.
I would have 4 to 5 of those a night.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh, why am I up till 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, because I had 4 Red Bulls.
And why is Jacob throwing up? He tried to keep up on this horrible drink.
I would just do that, and then I would play a lot of Battlefield 2 online. Okay. This is after we were friends. Mm-hmm. Or weren't friends.
During our off period.
But Jägerbombs, man, they're so good. And like, sometimes Jameson's so good, like on the rocks and stuff, but sometimes a bad Jameson shot
does suck.
It sucks.
Pulls you out of it, yeah.
But I can, dude, Jägerbombs are easy for me.
Gross.
Is that shocking?
It's horrible.
I think
99%
of the people would pick Jameson. Yeah.
And like Jameson's not even like my first choice.
No, but we do a lot of Jameson shots.
There is his first choice. Yeah. So that makes them easier, yeah. All right. Mad Men.
Oh, shit.
Or Better Call Saul.
Oh, shit. 2 dramas.
And I haven't seen either of them.
Oh, shit. So I haven't finished Mad Men yet.
Right. But you have everything but the second half of the last season.
Second half of the last season. And God, Mad Men's so good. I have, to be honest, I have only seen both of these shows once.
Sure.
But I do love them both. Better Call Saul, God, it's so good. Bob Odenkirk, phenomenal. It also like is really cool because it's like the first couple of seasons is not about it's not Breaking Bad. It's not Breaking Bad. Like there's not really mobs or
it's a prequel to a character, not a show. Yeah, which is super
interesting. So the first couple seasons are law.
Yeah,
like it's about him being a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a lot of courtroom drama, but then it gets into the Breaking Bad shit, you know, with like the
which is probably I like that
with the cartels and all this stuff because of how he got into it. But Mad Men, John Hamm, so it's basically John Hamm versus Bob Odenkirk,
which is hard to choose either way.
It's hard to choose either one because I love sketch comedy, but
yeah,
but John Hamm is he's got a hog.
He does,
yeah, he's hamming out, man. This is really tough.
What are you going with?
Mad Men is really good. Better Call Saul. Better Call Saul, I haven't seen Breaking Bad in a while, but I think I like it a little bit better.
I thought you did,
than Breaking Bad, which is insane to say because Breaking Bad is like
pretty perfect.
A pretty perfect show. Yeah. It could be recency biased.
Okay.
But I'm going to go Mad Men I'm going to go Mad Men on this. But Better Call Saul, man, that is such a good show. If you haven't seen that, listeners, definitely go watch it and definitely go watch Mad Men.
Yeah.
Both of these shows are like old.
Yeah.
I guess just Breaking Ball Saul, Better Call Saul is...
Like ended like 2 years ago.
Yeah, ended recently.
All right. Things that did not end recently. This one's going to be video games. Generations 1 through 6 or Generation 7 on? So basically like Atari to PS2 or PS3 on. Because that's where I kind of cut modern and retro.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
PS3 is still modern.
Because it's HDMI.
Oh, sure.
And then PS2.
It's also the difference between online gaming.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a distinct line. This one's easier for me.
Yeah?
I'm going Generation 1 through 6.
Really?
The retro shit.
But this is on. Like, PS4.
I know. I love PS4, and I love my Switch, and I play all that stuff all the time. But, man, the PS2 is still my tried and true.
PS2, GameCube, and Nintendo 64 are the only true things keeping it going for
me. If you just had Generation 6, Xbox, PS2, GameCube, and Dreamcast.
I forgot Dreamcast was still making shit.
They were only around for 2 years.
Yeah.
But that is Gen 6. If you just had those 4 consoles, you'd be set forever. But also, I love the NES so much. I'm starting to get into the Super Nintendo. Like, it's like...
I played Super Nintendo a little bit, but like I don't have the attachment to the old
and
one.
And also, I'm not a big N64 kid, but I do like it.
I love the 64.
I loved it when I was a kid, but like it kind of sucks now. But it's fun. You
okay.
Know? We've been playing Blitz on the 64, which is fun.
2000, yeah.
We just got... No, Wes just got a mod for the NFL Blitz. So it's NFL Blitz with modern rosters.
That's fucking wild.
Yes, but it's on the N64. It's an actual cartridge.
Huh.
So like literally, so in the game, one of the best teams was the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because they were like Super Bowl champions.
Are the characters in there too?
So it was before they had character names.
Okay.
So like they don't announce them. That's why they're able to do the mod.
Yeah.
But it is wild. So like they did make the team strength better.
That's nice.
And it is like you do go, oh, that's Mahomes. And like shit. Like that's, so it's fun.
Nice.
I'm going Gen, retro shit.
Are you ready for the hardest question?
God, this is a harder one?
Yep. Base or bidet?
The bees.
Yeah. That's how these two are grouped together. Old love or new love?
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Base is my old love.
tried the bidet and tried and true. Your ass.
The bidet is personal.
That's true.
It's intimate. It goes into me a lot. It cleans me out. Dude, this is going to sound insane. I'm going bidet on this. I'm picking bidet over base.
That's the rest of your life.
But also, a bidet, and I've talked about it a ton on the podcast. Thanks a lot. Shout out to Peter for getting me on the bidet train. Yeah. The bidet changed my life. Yeah. When I was staying at my mom's all week, I hated.
You're just bleeding out the ass.
My butt's softer now. Like, it's because I'm used to using water to clean it instead of paper.
It's like your hands when you went rock climbing. Yeah, yeah, it's hard to jump back in.
So, like, pooping without it over a long period of time made me realize how much I miss it and love it.
Sure.
Because, like, dude, my first poop when I got home, I was like, oh my God.
So,
and I don't feel like, dude, you don't feel, once you go the bidet route, you don't feel as clean.
I would believe that. I'm curious for it. I still haven't used one.
Dude, I'm going bidet, dude.
All right.
I love bass and I used to play bass in a band, but the bidet, I use it daily. And it is the, dude, it's, I look forward to poops all the time.
All right. You ready to run it back now?
God, we got to climb the ladder.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now we got bidet versus generation 1 through 6.
Jesus Christ. Retro gaming versus water in my ass.
That's kind of hard. Yeah.
That's kind of hard, actually. That's Jesus Christ. Oh, man. This is, I forgot how hard climbing the ladder is.
Because they're unrelated. Because
they're unrelated at all. I think, God, I'm being honest. I'm going to go bidet.
Okay.
I'm picking bidet over video games.
All right. That's all video games too at this point. Yeah.
Video games are gone.
All right. Bidet or Mad Men?
Bidet.
That makes more sense.
Bidet.
Bidet or Jaeger bombs?
Bidet.
Yeah.
God, is bidet going to win the bracket?
Bidet or grunge music?
Oh, God. Because, dude, I can't describe how amazing it is to poop with a bidet. It's, but like
grunge music.
But like how much grunge isn't really like it's they're not making new stuff.
Okay. The bidet's not making new stuff.
So like I don't, man, this is so tough. Cause I listen to more grunge than I shit.
That's fair.
Cause it's like one or two a day, maybe.
Shits or grunge music?
Shits.
Okay. How much grunge music a day?
One or two a day. Okay. No, just kidding. No, I don't know. I mean, some days.
Some,
and other days, none.
Yeah. But you always use the bidet.
But I always use the bidet. But also, I've been with grunge music longer.
Okay.
Oh, dude. Part of me wants to go bidet. Part of me wants to go grunge.
It could run it.
I'm trying to think of just who I am as a person, how I've made it this far. I know it did this well, but I'm going grunge. Got dethroned bidet. Sorry.
Grunge music back on top.
Yeah, grunge music back on top.
Grunge or puzzles?
Because
also, I think something different could beat grunge that wouldn't beat a bidet. Because the way they're compared is so different.
Yeah, that's the tough part about climbing the tower. Mm-hmm. Is like, yeah, if you compare it against other things.
Yeah.
Man, grunge versus puzzles, though. Because every time I do a puzzle, there's usually something on. It's usually a podcast, but sometimes it is music.
Well,
sometimes
podcast isn't on here.
Ah, oh, man. I think if I could only do one for the rest of my life, listen to grunge music or do puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go puzzles.
All right, puzzles.
That's shocking.
Puzzles or poor man speedball?
Oh, shit. Probably puzzles.
Yeah, that's
probably
fair.
Probably puzzles, because I don't like, if I have something to do, I don't like getting high in the morning.
Yeah, you have to plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to hit just right, but it's the best thing ever.
It's so nice when it can happen, but most of the time I have to be somewhere.
Puzzles or Converse?
Wow, that is tough. I mean, it's shoes versus entertainment.
Yeah, most of puzzles is your entertainment.
Yeah, I'm an old man, dude. I'm on puzzles.
All right, puzzles.
Yeah, but man, Converse, man, they're good.
Puzzles or Christopher Nolan movies?
Shit.
Yep.
And he's still making them.
Mm-hmm. And they're still good.
And they're still good.
He hit a banger 2 years ago.
Yeah, Oppenheimer. And he's working on another one. Absolutely. And the cast sounds great.
It does, yeah.
Holy shit.
Also, puzzles.
I know, puzzles, and there's endless.
There's an end. You just won't reach it ever.
I just won't reach it ever. God.
But you'll probably outlive Christopher Nolan. You won't outlive puzzles.
And when I get older,
you'll really have to rely on. And you won't understand Christopher Nolan movies anymore.
No, because I'm like, yeah. Are we in his head or not? I'm going puzzles.
Okay.
I almost picked Nolan on that one. That's tough.
Puzzles or rugby girls? They do kill them if you don't choose them.
I'm going rugby girls.
Are you really?
I'm going rugby girls.
Jesus Christ.
You didn't expect that?
All right. Rugby girls or a vinyl collection?
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah, no.
We're picking records.
Yeah, no. Vinyl collection would be my number one overall, too. It's what I'm most proud of.
I'm a solo man. I love you, rugby girls.
You can crush my head, but you can't crush my music.
Yeah.
All right, so vinyl records is the winner.
Okay, good.
That's fair.
Vinyl records would have dethroned a bidet.
Okay.
And it probably would have dethroned, because grunge is also in the records.
But also, like, would DVD collection be
picked above all of those too?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's a tough part. Yeah. And all the tough part is what's the order of the bracket?
Sure, how it hits and when. Yeah.
Damn, now.
So our winner of the ladder is vinyl records.
Vinyl record collection.
So for ours to be vinyl records or Nintendo?
Oh shit!
I'm going vinyl records.
Yeah, if we go verse versus.
That was the elimination chamber.
It's time for another segment. Time for mentionable moist or mentionable moist manuscripts.
Okay, I don't remember this one, but play it.
This is the book club.
Oh, okay. All right, because you finished another book.
Yeah, so I finished another book, and to be honest, since the last time we recorded, I finished two books.
Holy shit!
And guess what? That was my goal for the end of the year. Check.
Done.
So I finished the last book last night. It took me a week to finish.
So you did the Kurt Cobain
one? So the two books I finished are Heavier Than Heaven, which is about Kurt Cobain, and then I finished Atomic Habits, which is kind of a self-help book about building small habits.
Okay.
And how small habits can make you be better.
Sure.
It's a self-help book.
Yeah.
But it was an easy read. It took me about a week. So the Kurt Cobain book, really good.
Sure.
It was a great book. It was really cool because it started at like his birth, you know, and then went to his death. So it's all the way about him.
How'd they weigh in on his death? Did they even talk anything weird about it?
No, they just said that he could have been dead for many days.
Okay.
Because they did talk about how he was missing.
Mm-hmm. Because he was in like the greenhouse or something like that?
Yeah, so he was in the greenhouse. And there were people that were sent to the house to look for him, but they never went to the greenhouse.
Okay.
So his body could have been there for many days. And then the only people that found it was like, I can't remember, like it's cleaners or something.
Sure.
And they just saw like shoes, or it was like somebody coming to work on the house.
Okay.
And then they saw through the window his shoes, like his feet.
Yeah.
You know?
And just head blown off.
Yeah. Just fucking a mess. Because it's shocking.
Insane.
Yeah. But the book was really good because it talked about a lot of like his downfalls and like a lot.
Because he overdosed a few times, right?
Oh, dude, many times. And like one of his, he was a troubled soul.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, he really wanted one of his albums to be called "I Hate Myself, I Want to Die."
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
But then instead they called it In Utero. Yeah. Like it's like, I don't know if that was the exact album.
Sure.
But like that was what he wanted.
What would he be doing now if he was alive? Like would they go on a reunion tour?
I don't know.
And it'd be like weird?
What's so wild is like, I love Nirvana and I love Kurt Cobain, but he was so contradictory.
Yeah.
Like he was like a walking,
he couldn't be successful. He wouldn't let himself.
Well, what's so wild is like he wanted to be famous so bad, but then hated being famous. So like literally like growing up, he was like, I just want to play music. I want to be on TV. I want to play a Saturday Night Live. And then when he does it, he self-sabotages.
Sure.
And then like other times, like when he was signed and they were touring and they were doing all this stuff, he would complain to the label that, oh, you're not playing us enough on MTV.
Huh.
Or you're not doing this. But then he would cancel shows.
Weird. So he's always complaining.
Yeah.
That's
so he was always
bummer.
Yeah. So he was
have
like
fun with
he
it.
He wanted to be successful, but then hated it.
Yeah.
It was very fascinating to hear about that. It was really good. It's really sad because it's like, damn, he overdosed a lot.
Yeah.
And he would just like,
because there was one in Europe that was really bad, right?
Yeah, where they like thought he was dead.
Yeah.
And then there's a few, like he overdosed the night they played SNL for the first time.
That's insane.
Yeah, just so much.
Because it's weird, like since he died in 94, right?
Yeah.
But like just, like obviously we always knew that he had died, but like even like the idea of Nirvana, it just was not built to last.
Well, and also
like, there's no way it could have worked.
And also they were only famous Like they were the biggest band for like 2 years,
like 92 to 94.
Yeah, maybe.
So what, like, did the first album come out like 89?
90 maybe.
Okay.
89, I think. I do have a record from like 89, but they were like super small.
Sure. Before Grohl was
like,
even in it.
But like they like literally blew up, and like 1 year they played at MTV, like the Music Awards, mm-hmm. and they were like for Teen Spirit, you know, and they were like the biggest band in the world. And then the next year they weren't even asked to play.
Interesting.
Probably because he fucking was shitty to MTV.
Yeah.
And like
nobody liked him.
Yeah, because he did, because he hated fucking
himself.
He hated himself, but then he also like, because he grew up kind of being a punk and kind of like anti-rebellion, anti. Sure,
but then you have to join the system then, to
yeah,
be a.
So then he hated the system yeah, that he was in, but then, yeah, he was artist. He was so. But what's, the book was really cool because it had interviews from family members, mm-hmm. classmates. There was some interviews from Chris Novoselic, which is really cool. And what's wild is like when Nirvana was so popular and like popping off, he like didn't, like he was not part of the band.
Huh.
Like he would ride in his own bus.
Sure.
He would not.
Also sad.
Yeah, he would not talk to any members. He would self-isolate.
Huh.
So like there was not much talk about Dave Grohl at all.
Which is a bummer.
And like the last time that he saw Chris Novoselic, or the last name Chris Novoselic saw.
Was Kurt, that the bassist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was like he took him to the airport and I think it was like a 2 hour drive and like the entire time they just fought.
Oh.
And then the next time he he's dead. He was like his best friend, but like it was a really good book.
Okay.
And I'm now that we're doing this segment, I think I came up with like a rating system.
Okay.
I'm going to give Heavier Than Heaven a 4.5 out of 6 beers in okay. a 6-pack.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to relate it to the podcast.
Right. Yeah. So 4.5 beers out of a 6-pack.
4.5 beers out of 6 in a 6-pack.
Oh, it still gets you fucked up.
Yeah. Still pretty good. But I think if you're a fan of Nirvana, if you're a fan of Kurt Cobain, or if you're a fan of like the 90s, mm-hmm. it's like, it's a fascinating read.
What would you give Chaos then?
Oh.
Going back.
I'd probably give that a 5.
5 beers?
5 beers out of 6.
All right.
The one downfall I have with this Kurt Cobain book is, it was a little bit longer.
Sure.
Which that's
than it like needed to be.
I mean, no, it was just a longer book, but also the words were small.
Okay.
Like, so like,
yeah,
so
it's work.
This next book I'm going to talk about, Atomic Habits, the words were so much
big
bigger.
Old print.
Big old print. So it was a lot easier to read and the chapters were short and all this shit.
Cause it feels good to fly through a book.
I know.
Yeah. Dude, if you read 2 chapters in a sitting, easy. So nice.
So I finished the Kurt Cobain book at work
mm-hmm.
and brought the Atomic Habits, started at work and then finished it a week later.
Okay.
And I probably, to be honest, I probably could have finished Atomic Habits in a few days.
Sure.
But I didn't read over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So it's like I read like twice and then I finished it at work. So
gotcha.
It was super easy. But Atomic Habits was pretty good. I wrote down, so it's like a self-help book.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down like little like quotes.
Things you liked from it?
Little
okay.
quotes and notes that are, I think I might like sticky note or like sure. trying to affect in my
Hit
life.
Me with it.
So the first one I have, and this is just going through the book in order. Success is the product of daily habits.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
A lot of these are like common sense, but it's like, okay, nice to hear.
Yeah, lock in on it.
Results are not linear.
Hmm. That's something you've always said, though. Or I guess since
therapy. And I've always said that. Achieving a goal only changes your life for a moment. Change the system behind it.
Okay.
So this book is all about building good habits.
Sure.
And so it's like
starting small.
And
so
it's talking
grow.
About doing goals. Like it's talking about like getting things done, but goals are good.
Yeah.
But usually like if your goal is to run a marathon, you do it and then you're done.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, instead of your goal being to run a marathon, your goal should be to be a runner.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's fair.
Yeah. So then you just be a runner. I mean, obviously doing a marathon is a great goal. You should do it.
Achievement, yeah.
But like, it's like, okay, but you want to identify as a runner. So when the marathon ends, you'll still be a runner.
You still continue. That makes sense.
Next up is fall in love with the process.
Sure.
Which always makes sense. You know, process is fun. Your habits embody your identity.
Hmm. That's like the how you spend your days, yes. how you spend your life. Yeah.
And I have a little thing. This kind of, a lot of this book, I think you should read this book. It made me think sure. of you. So instead of wanting to write,
yeah.
if you write every day, you embody the identity of a writer.
Sure.
So then you can call yourself a writer.
Yeah. Which I used to.
Yeah.
Also, I used to write a lot more.
The most practical way to change who you are is to change what you do.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a lot of different ways to say kind of the similar thing.
It's kind
thing,
of the same thing. But
like, it's pulled from slightly different areas.
Different
yeah.
angles. So in order to set like a good habit or a good routine is to create an implementation intention.
Sure.
So it's I will behavior at time in location.
Okay.
So for example, I will work out at 9 a.m. in my living room.
That would be nice.
So like if you set that standard.
Of
like
everything involved.
At time. behavior and location, place, then you're more likely to stick to it.
That makes sense.
Because especially the night before, it's like, oh, when I do this, I'll do this.
Or because then also, oh, it's time to do this.
Yeah, because if you build it into
instead
your calendar,
of like, I should do this.
Yeah, because sometimes you're like, man, I would like to work out, but then it's like, no, if I go, I'm working out after work.
Yep.
At
from
the gym,
this time to this time. Yeah.
Instead of being like, I want to work out.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to commit to it because then you feel like you have it on your calendar.
Okay.
Another thing for creating good habits is habit stacking.
Habit stacking.
Putting a new habit with one you already do.
Hmm.
So after current habit, I will new habit.
Okay.
So after I start my morning coffee, I will do 20 push-ups.
Sure.
After when I get in bed, I will read one chapter of a book.
Nice.
Which are two examples that I'm trying to implement every day.
Ooh, you want to know my new workout thing? I've been really addicted to this video game that I've showed you, Chivalry 2.
Chivalry 2, yeah, it was so fun. Online game.
Yeah, it's like you're a knight in like kind of a first person shooter area, which is fun. But between every game, I have to do at least 20 push-ups.
Which is fun because what's so wild is you get done and you're probably still waiting, right? Push-ups are so easy. Like
they're so quick.
Every time I do them, I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, so if I want to play for a couple hours, well, that's at least 100 push-ups.
Yeah, you've at least done a lot, dude. Moving on these quotes I've written down from Atomic Habits. Environment is the invisible hand that shapes human behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like shape your environment, shape your.
Because that also just takes effort to put into the environment.
Yes, but
it does kind of
tie into like who you hang out with is who you become, all that stuff. Every habit should have a home. It's easier to stick to it if it have a place to do it.
I like that.
If you want to write, you go, I write here.
Yeah.
Or if you want to play an instrument, I play it here.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. So, because it's like, okay, in this room, this is my writing room.
This is what this is meant for.
This is what it's meant for.
But my office is so cold in the winter.
Yeah. Excuses.
It's too cold to write in.
Use temptation building.
Okay.
So bundle something you need to do with something you want to do. So the example is after I pull out my phone, I will do 10 burpees, which is the need. After the 10 burpees, I will check Facebook.
Okay.
And that's want.
Fair.
So it's like bundling something you need to do.
Kind of like what
you,
I do with the video game.
Something you want to do. Yeah, that's 100%. That's like, so I want to play this. So before a game starts, I'll do this.
Same with like, if I'm cleaning, I only let myself distract myself with positive things.
Other cleaning or?
Or just like something productive if I want to take a break from cleaning, well, I got to do something else productive.
Well, also like, I've noticed when I start cleaning, my body's already moving. So I'm ready to like
do things.
Other things. Yeah. Instead of sitting down. If you can master the habit of showing up, the habit will be established.
That is hard.
Then once it's established, it can be improved.
Okay.
So in the book, they talk about the 2-minute rule. If you want to read more, start with just reading one page.
Sure.
Because it's all about building the habits. And then one page, most people aren't going to read one page, but if you can get in the habit of reading one page every day, if you build that habit, then you can improve on it. Then you can go one chapter a day.
Sure.
One book a day. I mean, that's insane, but But like, 2-minute rule if you want to do like push-ups.
But also, one book a day is not impossible either because you can read a real book in 2 hours.
Yeah, you could if you really...
Because you read like at a page a minute or something like that.
I'm a pretty fast reader. I mean, some books are heavier than others, but...
It's like 200 pages. That's like 3 hours.
The next book I'm going to read is The Bassoon King.
Oh, is that... what's his name? The guy who played Dwight?
Rainn Wilson. Yeah, Rainn Wilson's biography. So he talks about Dwight and stuff. And I've had this book since 2016, maybe.
You always liked like... famous people's books.
Yeah, because I have Tina Fey's book I'll probably read next.
That one's supposed to be really good.
I think that one's supposed to be really good.
You have a lot of wrestler books.
I've read those. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what I'm going to read because I have biographies and then self-help books. Like those are like the books I have.
I'll give you one of my weird books to read after that.
And then become a guru.
Dude, that's what I want for you. What else we got?
I have 2 more.
All right.
And this one, dude, this next one is really hitting home for me. Never miss twice.
Sure.
Perfection is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss a day, get back on it the next day. Don't miss twice. If you miss twice, it becomes 3, 4.
Because that is what happens.
And that's
with
what
you.
Happens with me.
Yeah.
I forget to take my meds and then I don't take it for a month and a half and shave my head.
Or if you don't want to go to work today, well, I already missed one day. What's 2?
Exactly. And then I would call in the whole week.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I start fresh Monday.
Yeah. Because that's where you're real.
Never miss twice, I think, is a good thing. Because he brought up, he goes, it's impossible to be perfect. You know, life will get in the way. Shit will happen. But like, just get it done the next day.
We had this today, actually, is because yesterday I was in a more cleaning mood. And then Izzy got off work and then she was like, I don't feel like cleaning. I'm like, that's fine. I'm going to clean around you. But there's and then she was like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm like, all right. But you got to do it tomorrow.
You got to do it tomorrow.
Because her and I are so bad with the idea of like, oh, I work today. I'm going to take today off.
Yes.
And then when you get a day off, you're like, I finally have a day off. I want the day off. I'm like, you can't do both.
You gotta,
otherwise, you do nothing ever.
Yeah, you can get nothing done. That's why I think like this book would be really easy, really nice for you to, because it's just like.
I'll borrow that.
He does a good job of like establishing it for like the general.
Yes.
Like it can be applied to business. It can be applied to life. It can like, be applied to.
The Art of Not Giving a Fuck I did not like because it was too tongue in cheeky. Where this seems more like...
Yeah, this is like... And the chapters, dude, this book was really easy to read, really fast, really small chapters. Mm-hmm. And he did bring up like... Because the book would have been really short if we didn't.
Right.
But he brought up like examples in life.
For everything, yeah.
Like he was like, oh, this was the head coach of the Lakers in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
And then he established this thing. And then just by doing 1% improvements, they went from being a mediocre team to being back-to-back champions.
Sure. Adds up.
Yeah. So he's like, this is how it does work.
Mm-hmm.
And this last quote.
All right, hit me with it.
I wrote this one down last night. This one was really good. You have to fall in love with boredom.
Okay.
When a habit becomes boring, don't quit. Professionals stick to the schedule. Amateurs let life get in the way.
That's really fucking fair.
That one really hits home because it's like, okay, because I'm trying to get in the habit of doing push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And push-ups, when you first start doing a habit, you get excited. You're like feeling good. But then I'm like, man, I've been doing push-ups for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sucks now.
Yeah. It's just like, this is a thing
but
I have to
do,
I
guess.
But then
you just quit doing it.
Yeah.
But if you consistently get pat, if you've like, are like, man, I like doing push-ups or like, mm-hmm. or you just do it because you need to.
Yeah.
Then you start enjoying the boredom.
It's more of like, this is a part of my day.
And then you make it your identity. A lot of the book mm-hmm. is like, if you want to create a habit, make it your identity.
Sure, because also...
Because it's like, oh, if you want to run, are you an athlete?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be a runner? It's always like, do you want to be or are you this?
That's fair.
And it was a really good book.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. It was really short. I did have a rating for this one too.
Okay.
It's on another thread. So for Atomic Habits, which is written by James Clear, I put a very easy read, but fascinating and stuff you can apply to your day to day. I'd give it 5 out of 6 beers in pack, which is the same as Chaos.
Which is fair.
But it's tough because it's a self-help book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I when I was reading it though, my sister was giving me shit because she was like, why are you reading that? And I was like, I don't know.
I need help.
Self-help book. And she goes, that guy's a hack. And I was like,
does she know about him?
I guess so. Cause like, it's like, I don't know. But and I was like, what do you mean a hack? And she's like, I don't know. She's just, and I'm like, yeah, but his stuff makes sense.
No, like those sentences are good to apply.
And like, I'm like, even if he is a hack, I can still learn from this book.
It can still motivate.
And what is wild. So the reason I found out about this book, it's like, I mean, a New York Times bestseller, but, I'm part of his email.
Okay.
So he puts out a weekly every Thursday. He puts out a weekly email.
How long have you been doing this?
Years.
Really?
Every Thursday. Yeah. It's like he always comes up with three. It's like 3-2-1.
Okay.
So it's like 3 examples, 2 quotes, and then 1 question to impact your day or week to be like, what I'm doing affect? Is what I'm doing good for me or? Yeah, I like his email thing. So the reason he wrote the book is because he started making a blog site.
Huh.
And then the blog site blew up. And then
he's a hack. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's what my sister said. And I was like, what?
Like,
I'm just, I get that a lot of self-help books can be hacks.
Well, because it's stating the obvious.
But if it does, if it helps you and motivates you,
yeah.
Who cares if the person that wrote it maybe is a piece of shit?
Because also, we did have to get taught 2 + 2 = 4. It doesn't change the fact that we had to learn it and that it's the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if he's just stating the obvious, sometimes it needs to be stated.
Well, he brings that up in the book. He's like, you're growing up, you're learned and taught a certain way. That's why environment and behavior, because you could grow up in a family that mm-hmm. is super healthy.
Yeah.
And then when you grow up and go out and do your own thing, you're more likely to eat out healthy there. Because that's the way you grew up. If you were a fast food kid, you're more likely to eat fast food, you know, because it's a habit that was already built in you.
Yeah. And it's
so environment
continuing your norm.
Yeah. So
we all have different norms and they are adaptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
you
like
can
that.
Change your norm. It was a really good book.
Yeah, I'd read that.
Yeah.
Especially if I can do it in 2 days.
Yeah, dude, it was a very easy book. And like some of it is like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. You can skim the obvious ones.
Yeah. And then he always does like chapter overviews and all this stuff where it's like, well, I don't need to read that.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I read the chapter.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty good book. So I read 2 books. That's my goal for the year. But at this rate, I'll probably finish Bassoon King by the end of the year.
Probably, yeah.
Because it's early December, so that'll be 3.
I have not touched a book yet.
I'm trying to freaking go, dude.
I've
already passed my push-up goal. Let's go. I can't wait to go through that list at the end of the year.
Sure, and see what you've done.
Yeah, I have slacked on a few things.
Well, yeah, we haven't done our Moist Movie of the Month yet.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah, set. We really need to.
We need to get. We need to,
we
get
need to set there. We need to set the time and place.
We just gotta go. When are we doing it?
Yeah,
and then we'll show
we'll
up.
We'll watch
do it.
It. Yeah,
I want to watch it.
Yeah, I actually saw a TikTok about it the other day.
Ooh.
It was giving away the plot. I only made it to the second screen, and I was like, "Oh shit, is this the movie? Blowout."
Oh yeah. Shit!
So apparently, it's interesting enough for a TikTok.
Damn! Oh, yeah. Speaking of interesting for a TikTok, that's most of this show.
Yeah.
Just interesting in clips.
We're trying to be.
Don't listen to the full thing. But we appreciate it if you do.
Yeah.
This is the Moist Monday podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Threads.
You can make us a blue sky now.
What the fuck is a blue sky?
Blue sky is where all the like uber liberal people are going who don't want to use X.
Oh, is that Parler?
I think Parler went the other way.
Oh, Parler was Trump.
And okay. Then Trump has a new one too, because I don't think Parler took off. But
we should get on it.
Parler.
Yeah.
They might like us.
They might like some of us.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, no, blue sky. It's funny because it's all these people who you can tell where obviously you know this of just social media is really bad for them. But then it's just like, oh, adding more, a whole new one.
God
to
damn.
So I don't use Twitter when you just not, you could use one less instead of just replacing one.
You just delete Twitter.
Because I technically have a Twitter. I don't think I've ever used it.
Yeah, you've never really done Twitter.
Twitter and Instagram do not interest
Instagram
me anymore.
Instagram was my thing.
I did it for a hot second with like freak show stuff, but I just stopped caring.
Yeah, because you started like, you were trying to get into like a daily posting and.
Yeah, and then it just like.
And you were trying to like get followers and
yeah,
shit.
And like I got like.
You did a decent amount.
I
yeah.
Close to 2,000 while I was trying, but
it's
then I just.
Good.
Yeah.
It might be more than getting me off the grid.
Maybe. Because
I struggle with posting. It's just tough, but it feels nice to be off social media.
Yeah, I'm trying to cut back on it.
I noticed, I know we're ending it, but
yeah.
I caught myself getting on Facebook and Instagram on Safari on my phone.
Oh.
Over Thanksgiving break.
Sure, just because you didn't know what else to
because
do.
Because everyone else was brain rotting on their phones.
Sure.
And like, so I was like, well, I'd want to scroll on something.
Well, you can play a phone game.
So then I downloaded an app yesterday that blocks the sites.
Jesus Christ, okay.
I'm being serious about it.
I see that, yeah.
Because I was falling in the habit of checking it daily while I was over Thanksgiving break.
Okay.
And so I was like, I don't
I
hate
start
it.
A new habit. Yeah.
Yeah, so every time I like type in the website, it goes, this site is blocked.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's so
it
funny.
Also blocks, though, Messenger.
Oh.
And another, but I'll just check it on the computer.
Sure.
Because I'm not in many groups, so it doesn't matter.
Sure. And like, I'm in a couple of your Messenger groups, so I can let you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not worried about it. But it feels good to like be like, if I ever have the urge, just I don't
you
have
can.
The option.
But if you have the urge, check out Moist Monday Podcast at all the sites.
And please share us with a friend, enemy, your gas station assistant.
Yeah. Even Nathan. If they need to get off social media, tell them to stay on for just this one.
Well, you can. I still have Spotify.
That's true.
You
or, you know, just follow us, rate us 5 stars, and then delete the app.
Yeah, dude. Let's get the views.
That'd be super nice.
Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube where we have faces. You can see all the visuals.
They're
all
nice.
The Elimination Chamber.
There'll be visuals. Ooh.
I have fun with it. It makes editing way fucking longer.
But it's
but
for
I,
you.
But I like doing it. So
appreciate that and give us a like and a subscribe there.
Yeah, this has been the Moist Monday Podcast. We love you. And guess what? Love you, dude.
I love you, bud.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.